As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. Before we go to the great Scott Presler here for his weekly visit, RFK Jr. apparently is announcing the plan, we'll give you details on it, on taking dyes out of food. In other words, this is what the game plan is. We've talked about this for a while. This is the best lane for him to be in. How would that happen? Over what period of time? What form of government control, etc.? What kind of deal? That's what he's supposed to announce anytime, I believe. So as soon as we have that, we'll give you that. And again, that's an area where there should be widespread agreement. I mean, who in the world would be opposed to that? All right, Scott Presler, I've been following the Twitter the last couple of days, is really in the center of all the action as usual. He joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Scott, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us, as always, on Monday.
Hey, Dom. Thank you.
Well, any words, any numbers from Pennsylvania today, Scott?
Yes. So let me pull up my X account. Much better than last week. You know, last week we only defeated the Democrats by 15 voters Commonwealth-wide, and here are the numbers today. So a week ago, Democrats had an advantage of 176,183 voter registrations. Today, that lead is narrowed to 175,341, which accounts for minus 842 voters Commonwealth-wide. We had 494 Republicans switch to Democrat, but 722 Democrats switched to Republican. And I think it's important to note that 103 of those Republicans were in Philadelphia, possibly to vote against Larry Krasner in the May 20th primary. And if you account for taking out inactive voters, Dom, that number falls from 175,000 to 91,600, whereas last week that number minus inactive was 92,400. So ultimately, it is that last week was an anomaly, and it was probably, you know, a lot of the Democrats doing their protests across the Commonwealth. And it seems that, you know, we're getting back on schedule going forth to the May 20th primary, which is statewide, and every Republican can vote in the Republican primary.
Absolutely, Scott. So that's good. Yeah, I think definitely. Several people contacted me when you were on last week and said they had done the right thing to shift. That's what we have to do in Philadelphia to have any shot with Larry Krasner. I guess the issue is going to be, and again, I'm counting on you not to put the burden on because you know how to do it versus some of the Republicans. I'm not feeling the love with some of them about the enormity. How often do we get a chance to take out three of these people that have abused their office, the three people for Supreme Court, in one fell swoop? Because if people show up to vote, not to retain, I think they'll do it to all three.
Absolutely. You're not going to go into the voting booth necessarily having a peaceful vendetta against just one. This
yes.
is no to Wecht, no to Donahue, no to Daugherty. And yes, you're talking about the Supreme Court elections this November. So while people can vote in the May 20th primary, really the consequential election is this November that you have an opportunity to reshape the Supreme Court in Pennsylvania. And we all want to defeat Shapiro next year. We all want to elect a Republican president in 2028. And it starts by voting no to retention this November.
I just saw a poll out. And again, this was not some just conservative think tank talking about the trouble that Josh Shapiro is having. I know the guy, Scott, Rich Tao. He's on a TV show that I'm on with. He was with me last week. And he really looks at swing voters / independents. And their focus group indicated that Josh Shapiro is not moving heaven and earth with them. And you and I know how important down the road the build up to this election is, that this guy, I believe, is their number one. I'd say he's the best chance to defeat us in 2028 would be Shapiro. If he loses, or worst case, has a really tough race here in Pennsylvania, that's all helpful. And that's on the horizon.
Well, perhaps. And, you know, Shapiro is no friend to Pennsylvanians or conservatives in general. And of course, we decry the arson attack
right.
on the governor's mansion. But I think it's important to point out who did it. The person that did it was a free Palestine lover. And I think Shapiro, he really is going to have a tough call, as we saw in the 2024 election, because two traditional voting bases in the Democrat Party are, of course, the Jewish community and those that support the Palestinian Authority and that are sympathizers for Hamas. And I think if Shapiro is front and center, you're going to continue to see this fight between those two groups in the Democrat Party. And ultimately, Shapiro's going to have to choose one. Does he choose the Jewish community, or does he choose the Hamas sympathizers that wanted to see the destruction of Israel? And it's going to be a very interesting governor election next year, and that's going to ultimately lead into the 2028 presidential election.
Without a doubt. Scott, I know you don't publicize yourself. You don't want to talk about, I'm not going to ask you about some of the stuff you put up on Twitter, except are there people doing a docuseries? Are they following you around, your efforts? Is it caught on to understand how important this is?
Well, I'm not going to, unfortunately, never tell the opposition good things that are happening to you because they will try to ruin it. But I will tell you that I am in the works with national television that they're going to be following around our work to show what we do, the voter registration, all of the events that are upcoming that I'm doing across New Jersey. And I am coming to Greene County, Pennsylvania, Bucks County, Pennsylvania, Erie County. And I will be traversing the Commonwealth in preparation, of course, for your May 20th primary. I can't say that enough. And the last day to register to vote, guys, this is very important, is May 5th. So if you're not registered to vote, register today. If you're not registered as a Republican, you will be unable to vote in the May 20th primary. And of course, getting over to Jersey for a second, as soon as I'm done with the May 20th primary, I will be spending the next 20 days after that doing everything I can to get out the vote for the June 10th primary in New Jersey. And just like Pennsylvania, New Jersey is a closed primary state. So you may be an independent voter and ultimately vote Republican on that day. But if you're a Democrat, you can't vote. You got to change. Well, the deadline is already passed, but you need to be registered to vote by May 20th. Isn't it interesting that that's the deadline as well and the primary day for the June 10th primary in New Jersey? So my continued focus is on those two states this November.
Where do we find, do you have the stops all set up where people can meet Scott Presler, volunteer, be trained, et cetera? Where do we find all that?
I put out my schedule yesterday. A few events actually have the details posted for like Camden County. And anyone that's in Philadelphia, you are, of course, welcome to join us. Anything that we do will help your state, Pennsylvania, as well. And I will be posting more information, but all over social media, I have put my stops coming to Ocean, Middlesex, Passaic, Bergen, Camden, and that's within the next coming week.
All right, Scott, and where do we go to help out all things Scott Presler?
Thank you. Earlyvoteaction.com. And again, we had some good success this week, guys, but we must continue registering voters towards the May 20th primary.
Absolutely. Scott, thank you again, as always.
Thanks, Tom. Have a wonderful week.
All right, Scott Presler here on Talk Radio 1210. I got to talk with him. I think there's some big workings in the deal there that you know, he can't quite talk about yet, but you'll hear about it here first that maybe we can be involved in. But we hope that it'll be there at Dom Giordano Day, June 20th. I think Dan was, forget where you were doing something last. We had that woman call in who said she's a blue-haired tattoo listener who already has gotten the rooms. I don't know if there was an entire floor at the Apollo for June 20th.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Exactly.
And she was right up. She was right up close. I think she was when Kelsey Grammer was there. I think she got to meet him as well.
Ah, okay. All right. We hope to get Kelsey back again this summer at Mulligan's. We'll let you know on that. All right. Dan mentioned Pete Hegseth and some of the stuff going on. You heard Pete. So we have leakers here. Potentially, that's what the argument is. And the media is going back to Singlegate with him. And PBS, of course, putting up something. I don't see Trump. As I said, I think he likes Pete Hegseth's defense. I think he likes the uptick in efficiency, morale, and recruiting numbers that are going on now. Those are all positive signs. That would be a move I don't see coming. I think there's got to be something more here before you would even get close to seeing an alternative to Pete. And they fought too hard to get him in there. The results in several metrics are very good. I think this is just the news media hoping to create some of this. By the way, I like the guy that's taken over. Formerly was at Drexel. Everybody speaks well of him at Temple University. But you know what? How in the world can you go to Temple University? We're back to this again. Over the weekend, and I think it's nice weather. I forget which day was the nicer. Even though it was cloudy on Saturday, everybody was saying, wow, it's hard to believe the temperature and everything else. Large crowd of juveniles, maybe as many as 1,000. Police just monitor it. Then there were arrests gathered near Temple University. And then students were assaulted. Well, that's what's going to happen. There's no rhyme or reason to this type of stuff. It's just violence there. And thank God no one was killed this time. But if you're in that area, going to that school, you have to make a commitment. You cannot pretend that you don't realize the odds are that you're going to face something. You go there for years, particularly if you're living there. You're living in an area. I like the bubble of the campus. They do a good job. But you're living in an area that's a war zone around there. How many, particularly under Larry Krasner, how many times have we seen this? So for nothing, headline, students assaulted. Large crowd of juveniles causes chaos near Temple University. Students assaulted. Oh, yeah, well, come on, that's random. Could happen anywhere. Yeah, I don't think so. You know, in the middle of Chestnut Hill, Germantown Avenue, near the top of the hill, that could happen there too. Prove it. Come on now. Let's play the odds. All right, speaking of the odds, God knows what these guys have worked up today, because today it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
All right, today we're playing for a pair of Fandango movie codes to see Thunderbolts from Marvel Studios, only in theaters May 2nd. Is that one day? I'm not sure. The way it's written.
I mean, you know, right? Yeah. I don't know.
Is Lawrence Fishburne in it by chance?
Yeah, no, I think that's dubious writing, but I mean, I guess it's only going to be, would they put it in one?
It's definitely the release.
I'm reading here. I'm a host. You got to read what the copy says. Right. There you go. So we'll clarify that.
Yeah.
All right, what's the backstory?
Anywho, so yeah, today, that side question, we're talking about an all-time nickname. And a lot of nicknames, you know, obviously originate in sports. Yep. So today I'm going to play you an athlete turned musician.
Okay.
One of his nicknames when he played Major League Baseball was Captain Quirk. And another factoid I'd like to give you about this person is that they were notably omitted from the hit movie Moneyball, despite being the top performer at his position in the American League that year.
Okay.
So I'm going to play this artist / former baseball player.
So he's actually a singer now.
Okay. This is what he does post-baseball. He got, you know, really into music. And you know what? I think this song's pretty good. Dan, would you agree with me?
Oh, it's a great song.
All right, yeah. So let's take a listen to it, and you got to tell me who this former Major League star is.
What was the nickname again, Henry?
Captain Quirk.
Okay.
For his quirky and eccentric personality.
Okay. And always remember, a bit of quirkiness as a talk show host is what's necessary. Not too much, though. Then it's, you know, you're into a different realm.
I don't know if there can be too much.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it. Come on. We're not all that quirky. All right. 855-839-1210. Hit us with that. And we have a pair of Fandango movie codes to give you coming up, too. I didn't get to this yet because I've been so busy with the Pope. But Stephen Miller really pushing back on Democrats saying maybe Mr. Garcia, the guy in El Salvador, deserves reparations. When he comes home, how much should we pay Mr. Garcia for his trouble, do you think? All that straight ahead on Talk Radio 12.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay.
It's the Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, here is today's clue.
Till they cut me off, and all my friends will never say that they think I might need to stop. 'Cause I'm not trapped in the past, no, I never look back. I'm barely aware.
Yeah, looking for this former major league pitcher turned artist, otherwise known by the name Captain Quirk.
Let's go to Mike.
Appeared on The Masked Singer as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Let's go to Mike in Kennesaw Square. All right, Mike, who is that masked man?
Hey, guys. I just heard pitcher, so it threw me off a little bit because I had something else. Captain Quirk. How about Don Quisenberry?
No, he's submariner, but I don't know that he was that quirky.
It's a quirky way of pitching, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, pitcher. Yep. Terrence in Perkasie.
On the right track with pitcher.
Hi, Terrence. Who is it?
I'm here. Barry Zito.
Hey!
Oh, that's right. I remember that guy was pretty good, got a lot of money, then was a little bit off, to put it mildly.
Yeah. AL Cy Young winner in 2002, right, which is the season of Moneyball, but they don't mention him all in that film because, you know, it's not convenient to point out the fact that they had both the MVP and the Cy Young winner that year. But, yeah, Barry Zito, this is one of his songs, Broke It, came out just 3 years ago, and it's a pretty good vibe. Dan said, it sounds like, you know, early Maroon 5.
I really like it.
Yeah. Okay, that's a winner there, and we'll find out about the Only in Theaters commentary here. But, Terrence, you are a winner. Christy Gnome is money stolen, bag stolen, makeup, medicine in there, out with the family in Washington. And some masked man runs up and takes her. I thought she had Secret Service guard Homeland Security definitely deserves that. More on that as we see it. Anybody can be robbed in Washington. But Stephen Miller is I've had him on several times, one of the most forceful Trump spokespeople. He's their head of domestic policy. He's the policy guy. He took off over the weekend with Mr. Garcia, the guy in El Salvador, because Sheldon Whitehouse, the longtime Democrat for life senator from Rhode Island, was out there suggesting, well, Mr. Garcia deserves, for his time spent in El Salvador, the prison, reparations. How much should we give illegal immigrant, dad of the year, husband of the year, Mr. Garcia? Here's the response of Stephen Miller. Okay. Stephen Miller is cut. Yeah, I had it here a moment ago. Cut 7.
They've gone nuts, and the optics of it are just unbelievable. Sheldon Whitehouse is talking about seeking damages from the government for Abrego Garcia. He's talking about $1 million a day. He wants to fine the U.S.
government
for the deportation of an illegal alien who has been found in a couple different instances to be an MS-13 gang member. What on earth could possibly...
Where are the damages for Americans?
Exactly.
I don't know how much time I have here, but I mean, for the love of God, where are the damages for Americans? Where do I even begin? Where do I even start? We used to have a functioning public school system in this country. Then we had open borders. Now our schools are in chaos and disarray. We need hundreds of translators. Nobody's learning how to read or write. an entire generation of Americans, multiple generations, in fact, have been robbed of educational opportunities. Entire cities. Look at Los Angeles. Once a paradise of safety, security, and prosperity. Entire neighborhoods occupied and controlled by foreign gangs. Where do all the residents who've been displaced, who've been forced out of Los Angeles, where do they go to get their reparations? And then what about the victims of fentanyl poisoning brought in by Democrats' open border? Hundreds of thousands of moms and dads whose kids are dead and buried in the ground. Where do they go to get their reparations from the government? And then all the women who have been raped, who've been beaten, who've been murdered. All the dads who've been shot dead and aren't home. All the police officers who've been slain by illegal aliens in ambush attacks in the line of duty. Where do any of these people go? Where do any of their families go to get reparations? Or the 500,000 children that Joe Biden trafficked across the southern border and put into the hands of unvetted so-called sponsors? Do you know how many stories I could tell you of children that were trafficked across the border and raped because of the policies of Joe Biden? There aren't enough volumes that could fit into a library to calculate the carnage that has been inflicted by the Democrat Party's policy of open borders.
We can spend the rest of Henry, thank you. So Van Hollen, and I'm looking forward to hear, was on one of the shows. And when asked about this, he claimed not to understand the point about the idea that, I'm just concerned with Garcia. Why are we bringing up Morin and people like this? This is cut 18. Listen to this exchange. Again, he's evading the point, or maybe not. He's so convinced himself. He's saying, all right, so why can't we be for Garcia? What are you saying I was wrong about? Here's a senator from Maryland about that.
I'm not sure why Abrego Garcia's rights should be denied based on an awful murder that he had absolutely nothing to do with.
All right. So the point is this. We're talking about the fact you got four Democrats there now. Madeline Dean and 40 others are going to go there. We're talking about the fact that's your concern. This guy, who even for somebody here illegally, he's got a bad track record, to put it mildly. And yet, you don't have concern for us. Stephen Miller's right. Where do we go to get reparations from you, Van Hollen, Madeline Dean, and the bicycle ring in communist China? Where do we go to get that from you, the American people? Where do the Morins go? Where do the Lakens go? Who's going to pay for all this? Well, you know, stuff happens. We have our own criminals. We know that. We don't need more. We don't need, Stephen Miller was right, we don't need what's happened to those poor people in towns like Charleroi that we brought you. The people in Springfield, Missouri. Where did they go to be made whole by this? And we're talking about $1 million a day because of Mr. Garcia and his mistreatment. Mark Thiessen, who writes for the Washington Post, this is cut 15, puts it beautifully. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's China. We had several people over the weekend put it bluntly. Democrats like Madeline Dean and others, they're truly showing their colors here. So's Van Hollen. Their level of concern is with this guy. It's not with protecting us. They reject that because it gets in the way of what they're about, what they're trying to do. They're not going to vote for the Lake and Riley Act. They're not going to vote for any of that. They're not going to vote to secure the border. They don't care on that. They want something else. And the more they continue with this, the more they're going to continue to lose. One other thing, I'm not going to play it, but over the weekend on his podcast, Bill Maher had Charlie Kirk on, who's a conservative, somehow or another, the favorite. He was on with Newsom. And they both talked about the fact, how long are Democrats going to die on the hill of transsexuals, of transgender, of all that stuff? And the answer is, I don't see anything different in sight. And Henry, we talked about this guy, Abe Hernandez. I don't know if you remember that. He was in a track meet, the guy in California. And I asked you about the triple jump and the long jump.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was a running broad jump. I got like that. I know what it is versus the long jump. So he was at the biggest track meet in California, which, again, is huge. And also, you have, it's a nice climate and all that. You have more people doing this. He won against the very best real women by 2 feet in the triple jump. By 2 feet. Now, anybody listening, even if you didn't do track and field, you know that when you win, it's a blow away, I think, if it's 6 inches even in any of these events. I mean, it's just close. And the most outstanding people sometimes lose. He blows them away by that. So he is the 10th ranked in the country now among females. I wanted to underline that. It gives me some faith that some females still would beat him. So let's see if there's a national. I don't know if there's a national high school thing and he gets beat.
Yeah, I don't know if they'll qualify for that. I don't know what their rules are, because I think it's different, obviously.
Oh, is it?
It's different state to state, and then obviously the national ones have their own.
Anybody
rules.
That is doing these events, like you and I, you know, we love sports, competitive and all. I couldn't go to this because I couldn't stand there as he's rounding the curve. Mm-hmm. I'd have to try to cross block. I can't stand there. If he beat a girl by an inch, it's painful enough. But they're being beaten by 2 feet. What does that tell you?
Yeah,
and these
absurd.
Are the best. The very best level in California. Some of them are nationally, like maybe in the top 20, 25 of all females, and they're losing by 2 feet. How do you tell your daughter to go out? I don't know what I would do. I think I try to pump up my daughter to go out there and try and beat him and say, there's no shame if you lose to this guy. I couldn't tell. You know, these people that call, they just don't get athletics. Like with the Penn swimmer. Telling them, drop out. Don't compete against them. I can't condone that. How about you?
Yeah, I'm the same way. You go out, you give your all.
Yeah, exactly. And if you get lucky, like Riley Gaines did in tying Leah Thomas in the one event, then for your life, you can rely that you struck a blow in this, as ridiculous it is. But if I'm losing by 2 feet, it's got to be kind of discouraging.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you say anything, then you might be arrested. The dads we talked about with the pink wristbands on last week.
How about strapping weights to their ankles? And
Harrison Bergeron. Pool? By the way, you and I have talked about it. Henry, have you ever read Harrison Bergeron?
I have not, no.
Isaac Asimov. It's in a world where there's total equality. So Harrison Bergeron is both smart and athletically gifted. So to Dan's point, they put weights and they put a buzzing thing so he can't think because he would outthink them. It's a great, that's what we're going to have
to do. That was a Vonnegut, though, not Asimov.
Vonnegut?
Yeah.
No, I think it's Isaac Asimov.
Oh, no, I'm looking at it right here.
Oh, you are? Yeah. It is Harrison Bergeron.
Google doesn't lie, now. Come on.
Okay.
Internet tells no lies.
And it's Vonnegut. I thought he only wrote longer pieces. Okay, well, good for Kurt. I like his stuff, too. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. We're coming for you to... get some nicknames. I see some great ones up here. Wall Street Journal says the only one out there with a nickname right now pretty much is AOC. Any other nicknames? I mean, Trump had a lot of them. John Gotti had several of them. You know, just the Teflon Don. The Donald. That's a nickname. That's a good one. They don't do that anymore.
Doesn't Giuliani have a nickname? Like America's Mayor or something like
that? Yeah, America's Mayor. And you take Rudolph, which is a pretty bad name, and Rudy, not a nickname, a shortening of the name, but it worked. I don't know what else they called him. America's Mayor was the number one, I think. Not really. I told Henry mine was Mooney, and we explained it.
Right. Bill Clinton had one, right?
Bill Clinton.
I'm sure. He had a few.
What did Rush call him? He called him... the slicks, there's something with slick in it that was...
the comeback kid?
Slick Willie?
Comeback kid, he called himself the comeback kid.
Slick Willie?
Slick Willie, yeah. He really is slick. 855-839-1210. Good time to remind you, because we're getting a lot of listeners all geared up to go with Ro and me and you to Sicily. We've told you a lot about Sicily. The Greeks, the Romans, the Arabs, all kinds of people have come through there. They left their cultural marks. But in addition to that, it's the natural beauty of the place. It's a country within a country with exquisite, we even called it exotic. That's what it is. It's Mediterranean Europe and Calabria also this fall. All this for just $55.44, including airfare. The reason is... Ken Chase and Conservative Tours really know what they're doing. They give you the very best of the feel of a country, an island like Sicily, a part of Italy. The dining alone is the stuff of legend. It's the food, it's the wine, it's the camaraderie of the people with you. You know, Ro and I went to Rome, Venice. You roll in with 60 people that are Talk Radio 1210 listeners. The restaurateur comes over. You get the whole flavor of the place. We'll hit bustling Palermo, the Quattro Conte, stunning Monreal, the Palace of the Normans. You've heard us tell you about these tours. You want to go, just make the call. Get the information at least. 888-733-9494 or conservativetours.com. Another highlight, the Godfather tour part of it. Visit the locales from all the movies. We hit the crown jewel of Sicily, Taormina. We hit Savoca, Mount Etna. Ancient, charming, picturesque. Give them a call. 888-733-9494.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Before. All right, so the Philadelphia Inquirer, that has been one of the biggest enemies of the Catholic Church, traditional Catholics, their all-time editorial praising Pope Francis. Why? Well, he was against gas guzzlers. The Popemobile even went electric. Hey, turn off the air conditioning as we get into the summer weather over the Philadelphia Inquirer. How about saying that in an editorial? We're going without air conditioning today because of the climate. And in honor of Pope Francis and the new Pope when they're chosen. How about doing that at the Inquirer? They critiqued his letter to U.S. bishops, critical of Trump's deportation of migrants. They talk about he occasionally used public transportation. And they talked about his powerful message for world leaders, namely Trump, to reject dangerous and destabilizing actions and urge peace in Ukraine and Gaza. Hey, Philadelphia Inquirer, what did this Pope say about communist China, the existential threat to you, me, and every living human being? They've already murdered us with COVID, cold-blooded murder, and covered it up and got away with it. Every day, Henry, did I send that one? I apologize if I don't see it here. It's time to play Gavin Newsom here. Okay. Gavin Newsom over the weekend. I'll find it. Newsom told us he regrets what it's going to be like for Christmas with his four children because there will not be toys from China under the tree. You know, because of what Trump is doing, this is going to make it very difficult for his kids to. Okay. Here is, I'm making it up, but here is Gavin Newsom talking about toys from China and his four kids.
Well, how can you not be? I've got four kids. 80% of their toys under their Christmas tree come from China. I've got family members living paycheck to paycheck. Many family members.
You're a multi-millionaire. Help them.
Passed away years and years ago was one of them.
All right. So, yeah. How can you not be angry? Can you imagine what we're facing here with China? Now, if he said, look, I don't like Trump's policy, the tariffs, the friendly nations, and all. China, though. Did the Pope speak out about China? No, he didn't have the courage to do that. His argument, as usual, was, well, the church in China, we have people there that are at risk. What does that tell you? Maybe it would be better that those people then you speak out about the church in China, or at least the Chinese. I mean, previous popes, even facing down Hitler, were criticized historically. Not this guy, though. The existential threat in our lifetime, more than anything that we've seen, the cold-blooded outrage of the infrastructure of China, that we're dependent upon them for everything, even our kids' toys with Newsom. And a pope who was so bold speaking out about Ukraine and Russia and all these Gaza. What's he saying about Gaza? What would he say about Gaza? What kind of gibberish did this guy say about Gaza? Can you imagine being there as you're being decimated, the Israelis? I've been there. I've seen it up close, the security and what you have to do. And you have to hear about that. So much so that even Governor Shapiro, who in the past had spoken out about it, can't bring himself to enunciate. He's a guy that's always finding hate crimes. How in the world is this not going to be? I want this designated a hate crime. And you know why I want it, the attack with a maniac there, to be designated a hate crime. Because he says it about everything else. He doesn't want to do it about this because calling it a hate crime will offend the people that Shapiro has to reach in the governor's race and then upcoming when he runs for president. If this isn't a hate crime, then what is? Let's just get rid of the whole governor. You and I agree. Let's just get rid of the whole title of hate crimes. It's your action. Someone trying to kill you and your family, attempted murder, ought to get life imprisonment here. It doesn't matter what his motivation was, but you make it about motivation when it's someone on the right. When it's someone telling you cold-blooded, I'm doing this because of what I believe you're doing with my brothers in Gaza. So the Pope spoke out about Ukraine and Gaza, Philadelphia Inquirer. Why not China? Why not the ultimate threat to all of us? We're still talking about toys from China. We still can't get what this is about. So on that ground, I'm 100%, as you know, with Trump disrupting, pushing back on China. I just hope we get on the board some of these deals to kind of take some pressure off the stock market. But when it comes to China, this is the battle that has to be fought. All right, it is the lightning round next. Hit us with that all-time nickname here on Talk Radio 1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
Absolutely. Hit us with that all-time nickname. Let's revive nicknames. Wall Street Journal says AOC's got one. Others, they're out of vogue. Let's go to Joe in Columbus here on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Joe, what's yours?
Dom, my guy was so arrogant and so good that he never had to disguise or camouflage himself. He flew around in World War I in a bright red Fokker triplane, And I think he logged close to 100 kills when you had to actually hit the vehicle without having to wire in on it. And that was the Bloody Red Baron.
That's a very good one. All-timer. Yep. Charlie in Orwin. Charlie, who's yours?
Lawrence Peter Yogi Berra.
All right, Yogi. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. One book said he was the most valuable baseball player of all time. There's some logic to that. Yeah, from the catcher position, you do what he did. That's pretty good. Jim in Boyertown. Jim, what do you have?
Hey, Dom. I mean, whoa. I don't want to see you sit on it.
All right,
very... just a few of the words or phrases from my nickname pick, the Fonz.
Yeah, the other day we mentioned the Fonz when we were doing Bad Boys, too. Yeah, he fits in either one.
You hung out with Henry Winkler, didn't you, or talked to him before?
I've had him on several times.
He came on recently.
Yeah, he's a great guest, very down to earth,
but
nothing
not,
nice.
Yeah, he's not
it's hard to believe he was the Fonz. And wasn't
quite
he
the
in,
opposite.
Wasn't he in something? Wasn't he in, not Dexter, but the other one? Was he the serial killer?
The guy from SNL. Barry.
Barry.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right. Joe of Exton. Let's go to Joe. Hey, Joe. Afternoon.
Yes. Hello, Dom, and good Easter Monday to you. The newspaper, Philadelphia Inquirer, goes by the nickname of the Inky.
Yeah, exactly. I guess that goes by some other names too. The Inky, that's
the Rag.
The Rag, yes. Yeah, they still asked about Inquirer. Asked about turn that air conditioning off. Turn the heater off while you're at it. Right? You all have electric cars. Are you taking the Broad Street subway home at 7 o'clock at night from the Inquirer?
Do you ride your bike every day?
Or do you ride your bike? Yeah. Yes, even better.
You know, I don't want to ask them, because I'm sure 95% of them do.
Well, that may be the case, yeah. Robert in Ben Salem. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Dom, everybody. It's good to talk to you guys today. I'll get right to it. I am going to go with a boxer named Eric Esch, otherwise known as Butterbean. And if you ever get a chance to watch a reel of his knockouts, Dom, you should take a minute and do so. The guy was more impressive than I thought, and he was also a martial artist and a kickboxer.
And in the news right now, guys, because he actually just had, he returned to the squared circle and had a wrestling match against Inoue Suzuki that didn't go so well, but it's great to see because the guy, he was actually walking with crutches, wasn't doing so well, met Diamond Dallas Page, got into shape, and is now able to move again. Great things from Butterbean there.
Good deal. That's cool. Have a good one, guys.
Butterbean is a cool nickname. Bob Butterbean Love was another one. I've always thought the Butterbean was like a folksy, you know. There's somebody that Alan West, every time he mentions it, I forget the guy, a black soldier, and he says his nickname every time. Okay, the Earl of Tacony. Earl, who's yours?
Well, you know, I always win with Jim Thorpe, but nobody knows that his name is Watho Huck, which means bright star. So my answer is going to be John Belushi, who had a habit of just knocking on random people's doors, letting himself in, go in the fridge, make a sandwich, and crash on their couch. And he earned the nickname America's House Guest.
Wait a minute. That was Cato Kaewin.
Maybe as well, but Belushi was famous. During the filming of the Blues Brothers, he disappeared on set during a night shoot, and they had to go and walk across a field. They saw some lights. They went up to the door, and they said, you know, they knocked on the door, and said, are you here for John Belushi? And they said, yeah. And they found him asleep on the guy's couch after he made a sandwich.
That's unbelievable. Yeah, I had Cato Kaewin at a diner in Ben Salem, and I didn't have the panic button, which was a risky thing to do. America's House Guest from O.J. Simpson. Drew in Upper, this is a murderer's row of great callers. Drew in Upper Darby. Hey, Drew, good Monday. What do you have?
Hey, Dom, thanks. Thank you so much. Real quick, man, that great answer to Red Baron. He had his own pizza named after him.
That's
true. Anyway, this relief pitcher for the Phillies in the early 2000s, he was from the Dominican Republic. He was a Dominicano. His name was Antonio Alfonseca, and he was known for having six fingers on each hand.
What?
And six toes on each foot. So as a result, his Spanish teammates called him El Pulpo, which means octopus. El Pulpo. True story, Dom. Thank you, brother.
Got to look that one up. Six fingers? Wow.
Well, we did. And yeah. He had a very small pinky finger at the end of his fingers. He's, me and Henry are like, could you imagine the competitive advantage that would come with having six fingers as a pitcher?
Yeah. Circle change, everything else. Dave in Oakland. All right, Dave. I think I know this one, the nickname. Dave, who's yours?
Chesty Puller. Lewis Puller. The most highly decorated Marine in Marine Corps history. Saved the Marine Corps in the Battle of Chosin Reservoir. They're on our left. They're on our right. They're in front of us. They're behind us. They can't get away from us this time.
Chesty Puller. That's a pretty masculine nickname. Yeah, you don't see those.
Is it, though? When I heard the name, I didn't realize that it wasn't the profession of...
Oh, yeah, the Marines. All right,
I thought it was burlesque, to be honest.
Okay. Yeah, Lewis Chesty Puller. Yeah, I could see where it might go. Yeah. All right, Dan, who do you like here?
I really love the answers when I learned something. Joe of Columbus taught me something with the Bloody Red Baron, and I really liked Earl's answer. And Earl was good, but I meant Robert's answer of Butterbean as well. A little bias. Yeah. And finally, Drew of Upper Darby with the octopus, El Popo Afonseca.
That was a wild one. Yeah,
I second all of those, but I think my favorite is El Popo.
Because of the six fingers and the whole thing. That was quite. All right, let's go with that.
Drew it up at Arby.
Feel that's fictitious. I got to check into that more. My God. How did the Phillies let that guy get away? All right. Rich Cioli is next. Thanks for listening today, as always. Follow on Twitter until tomorrow at Dom Show 1210. Sure, there'll be a lot more on the Pope and also Pete Hegseth. Follow on Twitter at Dom Show 1210. And we'll see you tomorrow for three big hours. Thank you, Philadelphia Inquirer, for your daily nonsense. You helped the show. All that, Dom Giordano, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.